listening to the Beauty of the Nile podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine Mobley. The Beauty of the Nile podcast is your source for wonderful skincare tips, favorite skincare solutions, amazing advice, great conversation, and fabulous beauty inspiration, specifically for women of color from the experts on skin of color. We are here to affirm and amplify the beauty of brown skin in all shades, and to encourage women of color to care for and love our brown skin. We believe that skincare is healthcare and self-care. Each episode features a different guest who will be dropping dimes to help you best care for and love your brown skin. I'm excited to be here with you. Let's get started. Today, I am here with Camille McCullum. Camille is a viral content creator with over 100,000 followers on TikTok. She leveraged this following to scale her e-commerce brand, Black Woman on a Mission. She continues to grow her brand and others through influencer marketing and consulting. She leverages her marketing and business acumen in her role as the assistant director of the incubator at Southern Methodist University. Camille is also the author of The Power of Infinite Potential, a book aimed at helping people reach their potential in ways that promote a more purposeful and fulfilling life. Camille, welcome to the Beauty of the Nile podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So I want to just jump right in. I know you've amassed a huge following of, I think, over 100,000 followers on TikTok. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you got your start as a viral TikTok creator?
I really got my start around my Mississippi prom series. So that is the first series I had that really went viral and was kind of my claim to fame. But it also put me on the trajectory of just finding things in life and culture surrounding really Black women and the people in my community that I thought were really interesting and that I felt needed a bigger platform than the one that they had. And just kind of hyping people up on TikTok. And people really loved that and responded really well to that. So it was something that I really, really enjoyed. And then from there, I've just, you know, paid attention to what other kind of cultural topics are going on around me. I have two younger sisters who are 24 and 20. So they keep me abreast of the young generation and what they have going on. And so that gives me material all the time and things to talk about.
That's amazing. I have two younger siblings as well, and they definitely keep me young and like cool. And you want to stay relevant, so it's good to like talk to the younger kids. And okay, so the Mississippi prom series I thought was hilarious, and I thought I found you from your colorism TikTok, which we're going to talk about. But I actually found you way back when you did the Mississippi prom TikTok. So for anybody who hasn't seen them, can you just give a little bit of insight into like what the series was about and kind of how we got there?
Absolutely. So Mississippi prom celebrates the Mississippi prom culture. And in Mississippi prom culture, it's all about going big, huge. So there's custom dresses, matching cars to go with custom dresses, photo shoots at the house, you know, like just a big production quality to going to the prom. And so many of the girls, you know, they're from really super small towns. I grew up in Mississippi, and, you know, the prom may have 50 people at it because your high school has, you know, 200 people total and your town has 2,000 people total. So to just give those girls like a worldwide platform, I think was really amazing. They got featured in BuzzFeed. And so that gave them an even larger platform. Now that people are definitely looking for me to do the series again, coming up in the spring. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what this next crop of girls will have, to show. And so I was just really excited to give them a platform.
Yeah, and I really think it speaks to the power, we'll get into it a little bit later, but the power of your voice and your creativity and ability to like shine light on people, because I just think all your videos are very entertaining. And I think what makes them entertaining besides the topics is you and how like your perspective on the women or the people or the things that you're covering. So I'm obsessed now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the TikTok that you made on colorism. And I'd love to know kind of what sparked that video for you and why you felt it was so important to speak on that.
Absolutely. So I'm all about just kind of getting inspiration from anywhere. Input is one of my strengths, which just means that I collect a lot of things and ideas and then eventually put those together in a different way. And so I was watching the last season of P-Valley recently, which is another Mississippi-based television show. And I got really obsessed with one of the lead characters on there, Shannon Thornton, who plays Miss Mississippi. And I just think she's so beautiful and so amazing. Like, I just think she's a total star. And so I started following her on Twitter. And on her Twitter account, she started talking about her dealings with colorism and how, you know, men had kind of tried to degrade her because she's not light skinned, she's a dark skinned woman, and what her experiences have been. And I just thought that was just ridiculous, you know. So to me, to look at her and think, like, wow, this is one of the most beautiful women on earth, and she's dealing with people telling her she's not beautiful because she's not light. I was like, that's just not, that's just not right. And knowing me being a dark skinned woman as well, knowing that I've had the same experience and that this experience, you know, is not singular, I felt that it was important to talk about, especially because there's a ton of literature and a ton of different work that's been done by Black women to really expose colorism from its origin perspective, as well as how it plays out into today, and how to destigmatize dark skin. Because I think in many ways, like, no matter who's inflicting or receiving colorism, it comes from a place of, you know, kind of self-hate around Black people. And we really need to dispel that and love ourselves, essentially. And so I really wanted to showcase not only how colorism plays a role, but also how ridiculous it is when you look at how beautiful people really are and what types of things they have to deal with simply because their skin is a little more melanated.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that video. I showed it to everybody in my family. And you're right, it truly is like the definition of insanity, right? It makes absolutely no sense, but it's so insidious in people. And I think you're right. Some people do it, I think, like, it's actively just a part of who they are. And some people, like, different generations and things, I don't think they even realize what they're saying sometimes, which is even more concerning. Like,
absolutely.
You want to, like, kind of shake people and be like, what are you doing and why? And, like, there's so much beauty in all of these different shades. And I don't know about you, but, like, in my family, there are so many different shades of brown, from the lightest to the darkest. And so, like, I never grew up, like, thinking about somebody being more or less beautiful based on their skin. And then going out into the world was very eye-opening, to your point, like, hearing people talk about light skin versus dark skin. And I was like, this is insane. So I'm so glad you made that video.
Absolutely. Yeah. My grandmother is, or was a mixed race woman. And so having her be such a critical part of my raising, you know, we come from a different perspective of what colorism looks like simply because of that. Because for my grandmother, being a mixed race woman did not come with a positive connotation. You know, my grandmother was born in 1935. Her mother was born in the 1800s. And so the heritage that she came from, she always told me, you know, I married the darkest man I could find because I didn't want light skinned kids. Like, you know, and not, there was, like, nothing against light skinned people. She was almost a white looking woman herself, you know, but she was like, I am Black. I want a Black family. Black is beautiful. There's nothing, not that there's anything wrong with mixed people, but for her, there was nothing positive that came out of her mixed heritage. And so she wanted a Black family, and she wanted us to know that we were beautiful. So for her to, like, come back and, like, have all this kind of light skin, dark skin, she was like, that's BS. Like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, you are beautiful. That is already predefined for you. Nobody else out in the world can define for you that you're beautiful or not. You know, don't listen to these people.
Yeah, that's super interesting that she had almost the experience on the opposite end of the spectrum of what sparked that video for you, of, like, because her skin was lighter, probably hearing that she wasn't Black enough or those sorts of things, which is, like, the whole problem with the whole thing. It's just all insane.
Right.
But I'm glad you grew up with her, you know, in that generation, especially, you know, stepping out and being like, wait a second, this is not right. And I'm really glad you had that influence, even if the world is, like, crazy. I'm glad you grew up with that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I know you touched on it a little bit, but when you said that, like, growing up, you had your own experiences with colorism. Can you talk a little bit about that, and also just maybe how that impacted your perception of your own beauty or beauty in general growing up?
Absolutely. I was not a secure child growing up. You know, I was a very insecure child. And so growing up, I looked at the people on TV and I found those things that I thought were going to be beautiful. And I think for one, like growing up, I went to a really small Christian school. And so I was one of about two Black kids at my school. And so for the longest time, like, you know, I wanted really long, straight hair. And I wanted these kind of like Eurocentric features that made me look more like my friends. And then as I got older and I was around, you know, more Black kids, it was really about wanting the acceptance and the approval of others. Like, do people think I'm pretty? Do they want to talk to me? Like, you know, do boys want to date me? All these types of things. And if not, why? Like, is it because I'm dark? Is it because, you know, my hair is not straight? Like, what is it about me that's making me not desirable to people? I mean, I feel like it's half the reason I developed a personality, because I thought I was so unattractive that I was like, I gotta get something to reel them in. Like, you know, I need to learn how to be funny or something. But over time, I just learned that, like, that insecurity as a projection, that doesn't make you more attractive. So it's like, well, number one, let's develop some self-confidence. You know, that's number one. And then number two, you know, you can get back. That's a way that you can combat anybody who might have something negative to say. Because, of course, I mean, I've been called names in my life, like associated with the color of my skin or with the texture of my hair and these sorts of things. And it was hurtful at the time. But looking back and knowing more about what I know about people, most of the time, you know, people's insults towards you are a projection of their own insecurities and their own feelings about themselves. And, you know, as Tabitha Brown said, you must be hurting so badly, you know, that you will feel the need to do that. And so now I look at it, and I think it's part of why I spend so much time like hyping people up and making them feel good about themselves, because I know that that's not something people are doing all the time. Like, that's not something people are getting everywhere, is a sense of, you know, confidence and beauty.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so much, just, you almost have to arm yourself with positivity. I feel like positive feelings about yourself, about the world and all those things before you go out. So that's definitely one of the things, like, thinking about Beauty of the Nile, I was like, why can't we have a positive space to talk about our skin and all the different shades of brown? And like, instead of reading or listening to, or like going back and forth about whose skin is better, like, why can't it be positive? So I'm really, it's really refreshing to hear that perspective from you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. So I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about your brand, Black Woman on a Mission.
Let's take a quick break here. Since you're listening, I want to make sure that you have access to all of the great Beauty of the Nile content. Make sure you're subscribed to the Beauty of the Nile newsletter. Of course, it's free. Just head on over to beautyofthenile.com. Enter your email to subscribe. It's super quick and easy. You can do it now. We'll be right here when you get back. Enjoy.
Can you talk a little bit about, for everybody listening, kind of where the idea for your brand came from and how you got started?
Absolutely. So Black Woman on a Mission is my apparel brand. I'm wearing it right now. And Black Woman on a Mission really came out of a time of self-discovery for me during the pandemic. So during the pandemic, you know, we're at home. I'm trying to figure out what to do with my life, which is like always my, you know, just base level existential crisis that I'm going through. And I was really focused. I was writing my first book at the time, The Power of Infinite Potential. And I was focused on building mantras and affirmations and really speaking to myself in positive ways and kind of developing this mindset that I really could do anything, whatever that thing was, and finding some direction. And so out of kind of developing these mantras for myself came this mantra of being a Black woman on a mission and allowing myself to kind of sink into that identity a little bit. And so as I was kind of building that out, I had a dream one night where I saw Black Woman on a Mission, like, depicted on a t-shirt. And I thought to myself, like, ooh, I should do something with that. And so I woke up in the middle of the night and I started working on it. And I started working on putting that brand together. You know, I'd looked at how to do different things in the past, so it didn't really take me, I knew kind of how to get started. And so I decided I would just do it as a project and I would just put it out there. I knew that it resonated with me, but I wanted to see if it would resonate with others. And so I did my first drop in October of 2020 and it went really successfully. And we've just been growing ever since. So it started off as just kind of a mantra and from there into a project that now has grown into a full-fledged business. And so I'm really grateful for that and really grateful for, you know, the Black women that we're able to reach.
That's amazing. Well, first of all, congratulations. I love the brand, and we'll definitely link it in the show notes so people can go buy and support your business. And as you kind of look forward with Black Woman on a Mission, where do you see the business in the next 5 to 10 years? Like, what do you hope to accomplish and impact and all those things?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a huge vision for the brand. I want to be global. You know, Black women are not just in the United States. They're not just in the UK. They're everywhere. Like, you know, we don't even ship to the continent of Africa yet, you know, where the majority of Black people are. You know, so these types of things is like, one, when I think of just like the clothing and the mantra, like I want that to be global. But also I want to build out more of the community aspect of Black Women on a Mission. And so that's where I see us going over the next 5 to 10 years, is really building out a really thriving community of Black women by both providing them with resources as well as amplifying the work that they do. So I want to be able to help Black women on their mission in very tangible ways. And that's what I really want to do with the brand. You know, I think it's great to sell a bunch of clothes and make a bunch of money, but what are you going to do with it? You know what I mean? What kind of impact are you going to have? It's not just for my family. I feel like it's for everybody that's a part of this. And so that's what I really want to do, is just find ways to help Black women do whatever it is they're trying to do in this life, and, you know, not make something like money or lack of access to resources a barrier for them. I want to try to remove those barriers.
That's great. That's really empowering. And I think definitely the brand is a definition of a mission-driven brand. So I'm sure, and I wish you a lot of success in the future. And I see this, like you said, there's so many Black women across the world, and even other women too, who will relate to the brand and the message and the belief in yourself that you're talking about. So I'm excited to see the next 5 to 10 years, what else you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So as someone, you know, you talked about your book, The Power of Infinite Potential. So you write a lot about, you know, living your best and most fulfilling life. Can you talk about how you think loving and caring for ourselves and our beauty and our brown skin impacts those feelings of fulfillment and reaching our full potential?
Oh, absolutely. Number one, I think like health is wealth. Like I'm a real advocate for that. You know what I mean? Simply because I find that I'm firing on all cylinders when I'm really taking care of myself. And that's at every aspect, whether that be just like eating things that are good for my body, like getting some exercise, taking care of like my skin, my hair, my nails, you know, doing the things that make me feel beautiful and make me feel good on the inside. Because I know a lot of days that, you know, if I don't put much effort in and I look in the mirror and I'm like, ooh, today is not your day, you know, that doesn't make me feel better about myself. You know what I mean? That doesn't help me push a little farther, go a little farther. So I try my best to really take care of myself in those ways, because I think it's important. I really, really do. I think it's important to our productivity and to the ways that we feel about ourselves.
Yeah, I totally agree. And on that same topic of self-love and loving your brown skin, can you talk to us a little bit about skin concerns that you have? I know you said you take care of your skin really well, but are there any things that you struggle with?
Oh, well, I mean, I just kind of got into skincare like within the last year. Okay. So I had kind of been one of these people. I had struggled with hyperpigmentation, of just getting like splotches on my skin that were very discolored. In 2016, I dealt with a skin virus called molluscum. Horrid.
What is that?
Like, molluscum is like a viral skin infection normally found in children, and I was childish at the time, which is why I had it. And so it started off as just a little bump on my eye that I thought was maybe like a sty or something, but it did not go away. And what I didn't know was that the bumps were contagious. So every time I was touching my eye and then touching some other part of my face, I was spreading it around my face. And at one point, my face was just covered in these bumps, and it was terrible. And I went to the doctor and I asked him, like, you know, what can I do? And they told me it will go away on its own in 6 months. And I said, are you seeing me right now? I cannot go on for 6 months like this. Like, this is not going to work, you know? And so my mother, being like a homeopath as she is, started finding me like home remedies that I could do and different things like that. And so I ended up essentially having to like burn all of the bumps off of my skin, which I honestly, a lot of acne treatments like are just essentially like, you know, burning things off of your skin. But, you know, I did it in a topical homeopathic way. So anyway, so I've dealt with like legitimate skin issues. Like for the most part, my skin is like pretty manageable, but I've dealt with legitimate skin issues. And so, but my girl Michelle, me and her became good friends, and she helped me build a skincare routine. And so she introduced me to more like doctor created products that had some, you know, good ingredients in them that have really, really helped my skin, helped me with hyperpigmentation, helped me with dryness, you know. And so now I have a simple but effective skincare routine that I really enjoy and that keeps my skin looking good. So I think it's definitely super important, because after having that run in, like where my skin was really, really horrible, I was like, I can never go back to this again, and I can't leave it up to chance. So I'm going to have to get a routine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm glad you made it through that. That sounds really stressful. Honestly, just very stressful. I felt like I was there with you. but talking about your skincare routine, I think it's super, what you said, super important things are things that I try to look for, which is like simple, effective, you know, based in science or expertise in some way. And then really looking at the ingredients, I think is super, super important. So I'm glad that that's your focus too. And I'm, again, just, that sounds traumatizing. So I'm glad you made it through that with your mom's help.
Yes, she's great. We thank God for her. She's
we thank God. Yeah, exactly. Moms are just amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you talk about, we talked about this before, about how important it is to take care of our health. So when you hear me, one of the things we say at Beauty of the Nile all the time is skincare is healthcare. So when you hear that, can you tell me what that brings to mind for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, skin is our biggest organ, and everything that we put on our skin is absorbed into our body. So when I think about skincare as healthcare, I think so seriously about, you know, what are we putting on our skin? You know, I tell my friends and my family all the time, I'm like, we're going to the beach. I'm like, okay, guys, sunscreen, you know, like, Black people do burn. This is not good for your skin. Like, you know, let's lather up a little bit. So I think taking care of our skin is so important, because it really does play a role in our overall health, you know. And I think in our community, sometimes that gets really, really overlooked. But, you know, there are some serious issues that can develop with that. And so I want everybody to be very cognizant in taking care of their skin, and also understanding that it doesn't have to be so complicated. You know, I think capitalism in and of itself, you know, there's so many products on the market that sometimes it's hard to decipher, like, what should I be doing? But I think there are small, simple steps that people can take to really take care of their skin in a healthy way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right. It's really hard to figure out what's really for you, right? And you don't want to go through all this trial and error of like a product that's not made for your skin, or it's going to irritate you, or all those things. So I definitely understand like the distrust or confusion. But simple, you're right, is always a good way to go and effective. And then I think you said something really great that so we have a lot of dermatologists and estheticians of color on the podcast, and they all preach about sunscreen. So all of them are going to love that you just said that. It's like everybody's number one recommendation. And also too, it can help to limit the, you know, darkening of hyperpigmentation and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people of color don't realize, right? A lot of, we didn't grow up, you know, you grew up hearing black don't crack, and actually like sunscreen can help with aging and all those sorts of things. So it really, really doesn't crack, and that we can stay as smooth as possible forever. So I'm glad that you're preaching that in your household as well.
Yes.
Okay. So when you hear me say, we talk about like, love your brown skin at Beauty of the Nile. And one of the ways that we think you can do that is really like by caring for your skin. But when you hear me say, what does love your brown skin mean to you? What comes to mind?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind when I hear that are like these videos that I see of little girls and their moms, like have them in the mirror doing like affirmations every day of like, I am beautiful. I am smart, you know? And so I think so many parts of it are like, yes, we have to condition ourselves to love and to take care of ourselves, like in whatever way we are put on this planet, you know, to play this game of life. Like, this is the earth suit we've been given, and this is the only one you're getting, and you need to take care of it. And so I really, really believe in that. And I think as brown skin people, there are so many, especially brown skin people in the United States, there are so many historical factors that are working against us to try and, whether overtly or covertly, make us believe, you know, that we are somehow less than. And so I think we have to spend real time conditioning ourselves to really love ourselves and to combat these, you know, subliminal messages that are telling us that we shouldn't, or telling us that we're somehow inferior. So I love to see those little videos of little girls like really being conditioned to love themselves, of them being around role role models that are showing what self-love looks like, and for us to really build generations of women that can reshape this narrative that's out there.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love the idea of reshaping the narrative. And I really think, like, everybody who comes into, and some moms have reached out and said that, but like by listening to you on the Beauty of the Nile podcast and hearing you and like the other women that we've had, it's really empowering, because you don't grow up, you know, hearing negativity about yourself. You grow up seeing other women, you know, exemplifying the behavior of loving themselves and their skin. So I'm glad that, I love that answer. It's a really good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. And what does being a part of the Beauty of the Nile community and the Love Your Brown Skin movement mean to you?
I honestly want to be a part of every movement and every community that is like uplifting Black people, uplifting Brown people, helping them feel good and positive about themselves. That is my whole mission in life, is to spread positivity and to be, you know, a positive force for good. I think, you know, God has given me this personality and loud mouth for a reason. And so I want to use it to be positive and to spread positive messages and make people feel good about themselves and make them believe in themselves. And so that, you know, it makes me very proud to be a part of this movement, to be connected with you and with your community, so that we can have more voices to talk about these topics.
Thank you for being here. My last question, or second to last question, I think, unless you say something that makes me just think of like 10 more, but if you could speak to the Beauty of the Nile community, which is full of women of color, of all beautiful shades of brown from all different backgrounds, what would you tell them? What would be your message to them about their beauty, how you want them to feel about themselves?
Yeah, I think like we're so unique. And one of the things that I have been thinking about really deeply lately is that our power and our special qualities are in the things that make us different, not in the things that make us the same. So when we think about like our brown skin and some people trying to other that or make that something other, we have to really recognize that it is the things about us that are different, the things about us that are unique, that are novel, that really, really make us special. I had to think about this as I think about my journey as a creator. You know, as a creator in this space, there's many different things coming at you and different topics people want you to talk about or ways people want you to be. And I had to say to myself, you know, I didn't grow a following or become, you know, or get a platform by doing what everybody else does. That's not what worked for me. You know what I mean? So I would rather be, you know, the best version I can be of myself than a second-rate version of somebody else. So when I think about all of the women of all of these beautiful shades of brown and what they should be feeling about their unique beauty, like understand that that is your power. You know, use that for your advantage, both your beauty on the outside as well as, and especially your beauty on the inside. Use those things about you that make you unique to propel you forward.
I think that's really amazing. You're right, because oftentimes we hear differences used to divide us, but in reality, like, your difference is the beautiful thing, and what, like, that's what makes you so amazing to follow as a creator, or that's what made you come up with this idea for Black Woman on a Mission, or, you know, or for me to be like, okay, let's have Beauty of the Nile, let's talk positively about our skin. And I think right. That's a really good way for people to think about it. So another great piece of, I feel like everyone listening to this is going to be taking notes. I can just listen to it forever, but they can take notes. Okay, my last question for you. I ask all my guests this. If you had to recommend one person for me to interview next, who would it be and why?
I would recommend Blake Newby. Blake Newby was at one point a beauty and fashion editor for Essence magazine, and now she works in venture capital, funding beauty brands. You know, she just really is a resident expert on all things beauty, because she's really, really worked deeply in that industry, and, you know, she knows what products are good and what products are not so good, and so I think she's really, really an expert in that space and has a great personality, and it is super uplifting to young women as well.
Awesome. Okay, so I will reach out to Blake. I think that's a great recommendation. And just, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the Beauty of the Nile podcast today. And I'm super grateful to have you a part of the Beauty of the Nile community and the Love Your Brown Skin movement now forever. So for anybody who wants to stay connected with you, where can they find you on social?
Absolutely. I'm Camille Viviana on all my social channels. So you can find me there on TikTok or Instagram. You can check out my brand at blackwomanonamission.com and come hang out with me sometime.
Wonderful. And we're over at Beauty of the Nile on Instagram and beautyofthenile.com. So thanks for being here.
I hope you all enjoyed this conversation as much as I did. Camille was such an inspiring guest. I loved her point about how loving your brown skin and caring for yourself can help you feel fulfilled and aligned with your purpose. I also loved hearing her take on our saying, skincare is healthcare. Our skin health is so important and it is tied to so many other things. I'm excited to continue to bring you amazing, empowering, enriching conversations for women of color from the experts on skin of color. This is Jasmine Mobley, and you've been listening to the Beauty of the Nile podcast. Beauty of the Nile is your source for wonderful skincare tips, favorite skincare solutions, amazing advice, great conversation, and fabulous beauty inspiration, specifically for women of color, from the experts on skin of color. Love your brown skin. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for more stellar information and a new amazing guest who will be dropping gems. You won't want to miss it. For more great content, head to beautyofthenile.com to sign up for our free newsletter and to be the first to know what's next at Beauty of the Nile. Join us on Instagram and all social channels at Beauty of the Nile. And join our Facebook group, Beauty of the Nile Community. We can't wait to connect and grow with you. Until next week, enjoy life.